Jim Hawkins Story 1. My father had an inn near the sea. It was a quiet place. One day, an old man came to our door. He was tall and strong, and his face was brown. His old blue coat was dirty, and he had a big old box with him. He looked at the inn, then he looked at the sea. My father came to the door. At first, the old man did not speak. He looked again at the sea and at the front of the inn.
"I like this place," he said. "Do many people come here?"
"No," said my father.
"I'm going to stay here," said the old man. "I want a bed and food. I like watching the sea and the ships. You can call me Captain."
He threw some money on the table.
"That's for my bed and my food," he said.
And so the old captain came to stay with us. He was always quiet. In the evenings, he sat in the inn, and in the day, he watched the sea and the ships. One day, he spoke to me.
"Come here, boy," he said,
and he gave me some money.
"Take this, and look out for a sailor with one leg."
He was afraid of that sailor with one leg. I was afraid, too. I looked for the man with one leg, but I never saw him. Then winter came, and it was very cold. My father was ill, and my mother and I worked very hard. Early one January morning, the captain went to the beach. I helped my mother to make the captain's breakfast. The door opened, and a man came in. His face was very white, and he had only three fingers on his left hand. I could see that he was a sailor.
"Can I help you?" I asked.
The man looked at the captain's breakfast table.
"Is this table for my friend Bill?" he asked.
"I don't know your friend Bill," I said. "It's the captain's table."
"The captain?" he said. "Well, they sometimes call my friend Bill the captain. Is he here, in the house?"
"No, he's out," I said.
The man sat down and waited for the captain. Then the captain came into the room. He went to his table and sat down.
"Bill," said the man.
The captain turned round quickly. His face went white. Suddenly, he looked old and ill.
"Come, Bill, you know me. You know an old friend, Bill," said the man. "Black dog," said the captain. "Yes," said the man. "It's me, Black Dog. I wanted to see my old friend Billy." "Well, here I am," said the captain. "What do you want?"
"I want to talk to you, Bill," Black Dog said. The captain looked at me.
"Leave the room, boy," he said, "and don't listen at the door."
They talked for a long time. Then I heard them talking angrily.
"No, no, no," said the captain.
There was a fight, and then Black Dog ran out of the house. The captain's face was white.
"I must get out of here," he said.
I ran to get him a drink. I came back and found the captain on the floor. His eyes were closed. Our doctor, Dr. Livesey, came and looked at the old captain.
"He's very ill," said the doctor.
The captain opened his eyes and looked at the doctor.
"Where's Black Dog?" he asked.
"There's no Black Dog here," said the doctor.
"Now, Billy Bones, you must..." "Billy Bones?" said the captain. "My name's not Billy Bones."
"Oh," said the doctor. "Oh, yes. It's the name of a famous pirate."
We put the old captain in his bed. He must stay in his bed for a week, said the doctor. He's very ill. At 12 o'clock, I went to see the captain in his room.
What did the doctor say? He asked.
You must stay in bed for a week, I told him.
Too late, he said. You remember Black Dog. He's a bad man, but there are worse men than Black Dog. They want my old box. You must look out for sailors. You must look out for Flint's men.
Then the captain closed his eyes. But I didn't look out for sailors, because my father died that night. I was too sad to think about the captain. A week later, the captain came down and sat in his usual chair. I went outside the inn and looked up and down the road. I saw another man on the road. He wore a long black coat and he walked very slowly. He can't see, I thought. The man arrived in front of the inn and turned his face to me.
Can you tell me, please, where I am?
I told him. He listened carefully.
You're young, he said. Take my hand, my young friend, and take me inside.
He took my hand. He was very strong.
Now, my young friend, he said, take me to the captain. Quickly! I can break your arm.
When the captain saw the man, he did not move. The man put something into the captain's hand and then left the inn. The captain looked at the black paper in his hand. Then he read the words on it.
10 o'clock. They're coming at 10 o'clock, he said. We've got 6 hours.
He tried to stand up, but he was too ill. I ran for my mother, but it was too late. When we came back, the captain was dead on the floor. My mother and I went to the village, but the people there did not want to help us. They were too afraid. Our friend the doctor was away. Nobody could help us. I must get my money from the captain's box, my mother said. It's our money. We opened the box. There were some old coats and shirts and a bag of money. My mother began to take the money. Quickly, I said. It's nearly 10 o'clock. It was a cold night and very quiet. Suddenly, I heard a sound on the road. Then I heard someone stop outside the inn. We waited. But then everything was quiet again. Nothing moved. Quickly, mother, I said. Take all the captain's money. No, she said. I don't want it all. Then we heard someone again, outside the front door. Let's go without the money, my mother said. I took an envelope from the captain's box. I'm going to take this, I said. We left the inn very quietly through the back door. We heard men running along the road to the inn. We stopped behind some trees and watched the men. There were 7 or 8 of them, all pirates. They broke down the door of the inn and ran inside.
Bill's dead, someone said. Open his box, a second man said. The money's here. Flint's map! Where's Flint's map? We can't find it. It's not here. It's those people at the inn. It's that boy. The boy's got the map. Find them, boys!
The men moved quickly. They looked into every room in the inn.
Listen, one of them said. Someone's coming. We must run. No, find the boy. He's near here somewhere, I know.
Then I heard a gun. The pirates heard it too and began to run away. We waited for a minute or two, and then we went back to the inn. What did the pirates want? A man from the village asked me. Did they find the captain's money? Yes, I said. But I think they wanted this. I showed him the envelope. I think there's a map inside it.
You must take it to Mr. Trelawney, he told me.
When I arrived at Mr. Trelawney's house, Dr. Livesey was there.
Hello, Jim. What is it? He asked.
I told him about the pirates.
Let's see that map, the doctor said.
But first, Mr. Trelawney, what do you know about Captain Flint?
Flint? Said Mr. Trelawney. He was a famous pirate and a very bad man. Everybody was afraid of Captain Flint. But he's dead now.
Did he have any money? Asked the doctor.
Money? Said Mr. Trelawney. He was the richest pirate in the West Indies.
Then perhaps this map shows where Captain Flint's treasure is, said the doctor.
What? Said Mr. Trelawney. Then I must buy a ship, and we can all go and look for the treasure.
The doctor opened the map very carefully. It was a map of an island. There was some writing on the map. It said, Treasure here. Mr. Trelawney and the doctor were excited.
Livesey, said Mr. Trelawney. Tomorrow I'm going to Bristol. I'm going to buy a ship and find sailors. Jim, you and Dr. Livesey are going to come with me to look for the treasure.
The next day, Mr. Trelawney left for Bristol. I stayed at home and waited. At last, weeks later, Dr. Livesey got a letter from Bristol.
Dear Livesey, the ship is ready. Its name is Hispaniola. I found a good man to be our cook on the ship. He's an old sailor, and he has an inn here in Bristol. He is going to help me find sailors for our ship. He knows a lot of men here. His name is Long John Silver. He has only one leg. Please send Jim Hawkins to Bristol tomorrow. Trelawney.
I was very excited. The next morning, I said goodbye to my mother and started for Bristol. Mr. Trelawney met me there. When do we sail? I asked him.
Sail? He said. We sail tomorrow.
I had something to eat. Then Mr. Trelawney gave me a letter for Long John Silver at the Spyglass Inn. There were a lot of sailors in the Spyglass Inn. I looked round and saw a tall, strong man with one leg. He's Long John Silver, I thought. Mr. Silver, sir? I asked.
Yes, that's my name. And who are you?
I gave him the letter, and he took my hand. Suddenly, one of the other men in the inn jumped up and ran to the door. I knew him. It was Black Dog. Stop him! I said, stop him! It's Black Dog!
Harry, said Silver, run and catch that man.
A man got up and ran after Black Dog. Long John Silver turned to me.
Who was that man? He asked. Black what?
dog, sir, I said. He's a pirate.
A pirate, said Silver. Ben, run and help Harry. You can catch him.
But Ben and Harry came back without Black Dog.
We lost him, they said. Well, what is Mr. Trelawney going to think? Said Silver. You know, Jim, we did try to catch him, and nobody in the inn knew that he was the pirate Black Dog. Now, Jim, come with me. We're going to see Mr. Trelawney.
Long John Silver walked with me to meet Mr. Trelawney and Dr. Livesey. He told them about Black Dog. Mr. Trelawney listened carefully and then said,
Well, we can't do anything about Black Dog now. John, tell all the men to come to the ship this afternoon.
The doctor turned to me.
Come and see the ship, Jim, he said, and meet our captain, Captain Smollett.
So we went to the Hispaniola.
Well, Captain Smollett, said Mr. Trelawney, I hope everything is ready. Well, sir, said the captain, it is, but I'm not happy about it. I don't like the sailors.
Oh, said Mr. Trelawney. He was very angry with the captain. But Dr. Livesey said,
Tell me, Captain Smollett, why are you unhappy? Well, said the captain, I don't know where we are going, but all the sailors say we are going to look for treasure. I don't like it. I don't know these men.
Well, what do you want? Asked the doctor.
We must have all the guns in our rooms, sir. And Mr. Trelawney's men must sleep near us, not with the other sailors. And, said Mr. Trelawney, you have a map. The sailors know about it. Nobody must see that map.
Right, sir, said Mr. Trelawney. We can do that. But I think they're very good men.
Trelawney, said the doctor later, you have two good men, Captain Smollett and Long John Silver. I don't know about the captain, said Mr. Trelawney angrily.
Then Captain Smollett found me.
And you, boy, go and help the cook.
We worked all night, and in the morning, the ship left Bristol. The Hispaniola was a good ship, and we had good weather. The sailors all liked Long John Silver.
In the old days, before he lost his leg, he was a good fighter, some of them said.
He was always very good to me. Mr. Trelawney liked to give the sailors things to make them happy. There was always a big barrel of fruit for them. One night, after I finished my work on the ship, I went to get some fruit from the barrel. Everything was very quiet. I climbed inside the barrel to get the fruit. Suddenly, a heavy man sat down next to the barrel. He began to speak. It was Long John Silver. I stayed very quiet.
Yes, he said. Flint was our captain. I sailed with him many times. We had one big fight. I lost my leg, and old Pugh lost his eyes. I saw a lot of fighting. And a lot of treasure, too.
Ah, said a younger man.
Flint was a bad man. And where are all Flint's men now?
Most of them are here, said Silver quietly.
on this ship. Old Pew's dead. And you, young man, do you want to help us? Do you want to be a pirate?
Yes, I do.
Good, said Silver. You're going to be a good pirate.
Then a second man spoke to Long John Silver. It was Israel Hands.
I don't like our captain, John, he said. Let's kill Smollett and the others. No, we must wait. We must have Captain Smollett to sail the ship, said Silver. And Mr. Trelawney and the doctor have the map. Let them find the treasure first. Then we can kill them. Now, get me some fruit from this barrel.
I was very afraid. But then someone said,
Land!
Everybody ran to see the island. I waited for a minute. Then I climbed out of the barrel and ran too. The ship was now quite near an island.
Does anybody know this island? Captain Smollett asked. I do, said Silver. There were a lot of pirates here in the old days. That hill in the centre of the island is called the Spyglass.
Then Captain Smollett showed Silver a map of the island. Silver looked at the map very carefully, but it was not Billy Bones's map. It did not show the treasure. I went to Dr. Livesey. Can I speak to you, please, Doctor? I said.
What is it, Jim? He asked.
Then I told the doctor, Mr. Trelawney, and Captain Smollett about Long John Silver. Most of the sailors are pirates, I said. They want to kill us and take the treasure.
Thank you, Jim, said Mr. Trelawney. And Captain Smollett, you were right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Silver is a very clever man, said the doctor. We all liked him. What are we going to do, Captain? Asked Mr. Trelawney.
The next morning, we arrived at the island. I remembered Billy Bones's map. I know there's a house on the island, I thought, but I can't see it from here. The sailors wanted to leave the ship, but Captain Smollett said,
Tell the men they can go to the island this afternoon.
What are we going to do? Asked Mr. Trelawney. We must think quickly.
Three of the men on the ship, Hunter, Joyce, and Redruth, were Mr. Trelawney's men. He told them about Long John Silver and the pirates, and he gave them some guns. Then he spoke to the other men, the pirates.
Men, he said, it's a hot day, and we're all tired. Take a boat and go to the island. You can come back this evening.
The pirates were happier. Six of them stayed on the Hispaniola, and 13 got into the small boats to go to the island. I quietly got into one of the boats too. We arrived on the beach, and I ran away from the pirates. Long John Silver saw me.
Jim! Jim! He
said.
Come here!
But I did not listen to him. I ran into the trees. I walked about for a time, then I heard the pirates talking angrily. There was some fighting, and one man died. He didn't want to help them, so they killed him, I thought. They're bad men. I ran and ran,
How can I get back to the ship? I thought. The pirates are going to kill me too. I climbed the hill. Suddenly, I saw a man. Who's this? I thought. He isn't one of our men. Nobody lives on this island. I began to run back to the beach. But I was tired, and the man ran very quickly. I stopped and took out my gun. The man carefully came out of the trees. Who are you? I asked.
I'm Ben Gunn, he said. I live here. The pirates left me on this island 3 years ago. What's your name?
Jim, I told him.
Well, Jim, he said, I'm a very rich man. But tell me, who came in that ship? Is it Flint's ship?
No, it isn't. Flint is dead, I said. But some of his men are on the ship.
Not a man with one leg.
Silver? I asked.
Yes, Silver, he said. Are you a friend of his?
No, I'm not, I answered. And I told him everything.
Is Mr. Trelawney a good man? Ben asked. Perhaps I can help him.
Yes, he's very good. And I think he can help you too.
Good, said Ben Gunn.
But can you help me now? I asked. I must get back to the ship.
I've got a little boat, he said. You can use it tonight.
Suddenly, we heard the sound of guns. Listen, they're fighting, I said. We ran to the beach. We heard more guns. Then everything was quiet, and a flag went up above the trees.